Blog Talk Radio.
Are not just dying in the streets, they are dying in the kitchen.
They're dying at the dining room tables just simply because of oftentimes what is being prepared for them. You know, we know that there's a certain way, if you want optimal health, there's a certain way that you're going to have to eat to achieve that goal. And the eating of the steaks and the dairy and the, you know, processed foods and all of that stuff, junk foods, fast foods, that's not the way to go. So, again, in giving this show today, again, I think it's important for people to understand what got you on this path. Again, I always ask you to give this testimony because it's so powerful, and we're always getting new listeners. And how did you come to find out about the power of herbs and a holistic diet?
Well, it was with my mother in 1980. Mm-hmm. I just got out of law school, and I wanted to take a break, so I went home, spent some time at home, and as soon as I got there, my mother told me that the doctor, she had just left the doctor, and the doctor told her to go to Duke University as soon as possible. She was having symptoms of itching and burning, and they couldn't really pinpoint what the problem was. So I was glad to be there to take it to the hospital. So the next morning, after we rested up and got ready to go to Duke University, my father and my mother and me, and we went to Duke, and we pretty much stayed there that whole day while they ran tests and did all they had to do. And at the end of the day, they come and told us that they were going to keep her because she had indications that she had cancer of the breast and the liver and the colon, and that they would have to do some procedures and then make some further determinations and see what they could do about it. So after about mm-hmm. 2 or 3 days of that, it was confirmed that she had this cancer in her body, and they had given her the option to take the chemotherapy or go home. That was the only option that was available in the medical profession that day and in those mm-hmm. days in 1980. And, mm-hmm. you know, from what I knew about chemotherapy, that it was worse than the disease. And my mother asked me that, what would I do if I was her? I say, well, I suppose I'd just get ready to pack up and go home and see my maker. So after a few more days mm-hmm. in the hospital, she decided to come home. So we brought her home. And after that, I felt an obligation to kind of do whatever I could to make her as comfortable as she could be. And I got involved with trying to figure out what to do, and I ran across a company called Nature Sunshine that had this information about the herbs and how to use them. And I joined the company, and I started using some of the education they had, and we went through the process of fasting and doing all the things that was recommended, doing the enemas and changing the diet, getting off the animal fat. And after a week or so, it began to work, and she began to settle down and accept the fact that she was sick, and became determined to do whatever she could to live. And mm-hmm. after about a month on the program with her, she was feeling better. She was going back to the doctor. The doctor was pleased that she was still alive. They didn't believe it. And mm-hmm. after about a month or so, she was actually almost back to herself. Mm-hmm. So everybody was just dumbfounded and didn't know what to say or what to do. And they told her, whatever you were doing, keep doing it because you seem to be doing okay. And she lived 10 years after that. So that convinced me that this was my life's work, and I should dedicate it to trying to do whatever I could to help anyone that had any condition, to let them know that they didn't have to die sick and they could do whatever. There are things, alternatives to dying, or what you're being told by your doctor, there's some alternatives you could do. And I try to impress upon people that when they find out they have some disease, that the first thing they should do is start doing what they know to do. And mm-hmm. I've been doing that now for about 35 years, I suppose. And it's been successful for me, and I have been it's been a life work for me, and I'm very humble to say that that I ran across this knowledge, and I'm able to share it with everyone, and I use it every day in my business.
Mm-hmm. You know what's interesting, brother? As I listen to your testimony, it's so interesting to me because, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Now, this is God talking. Okay? He's saying his people, God's people, are being destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And so back in 1980, while you were using the herbs and, you know, changing your mother's diet to a livid, and, you know, while you were, you know, taking her, doing the enemas with her and, you know, showing her what good things to put into her body and eliminating the bad things, there were other God-believing, God-fearing people that were dying, okay, for the lack of knowledge, okay? Yeah. So it's just interesting to me that how, and it makes me so very grateful to even be on the receiving end of this information because, like I've just mentioned, while you were using God's food and God's plants to heal your mother, there were some other of God's people who were dying for the lack of knowledge. And so I just want to stress to the people that are listening, if you are fortunate enough to be on the receiving end of this information, please take full advantage of this information because there's somebody that's not getting this information, and as a result of them not getting this information, they're going to die, okay? Yeah. And these are God-fearing, God-believing people.
Yeah.
So if you're fortunate enough to hear this information, please take full advantage of it because, again, Brother Coy, as I know when you saw the transformation and you saw your mother getting better, I mean, and you were there with her every step of the way. You're seeing her get her energy back. You're seeing her go from, you know, being down, I guess, about her situation. I mean, anybody being told that they got a few weeks to live, that's not something you're going to jump up and kick your heels about. So I'm sure you saw her going from getting that news to, I mean, rejoicing again, praising God again, back in the pulpit. I'm sure you saw her, but she probably got her dance on.
You know?
Got her
shout
on.
Yeah, we all did. Yeah. It was quite it was a life changing event for me. Yes, when I realized that you didn't have to be sick, that was what I needed, and it encouraged me to go on and do what I do every day. Yes.
Wow. So everybody that's listening, if you are fortunate enough to hear this information, it's not enough just to hear it. You know, you gotta act on it. You got to act on it. If you know you got to drink more water, then drink more water. If you know you got to eliminate certain things, then eliminate it, okay? Because to not do so, to hear this information and not act on it, is you're actually no better than somebody who never heard it because the result is the same. So if you're hearing it, it's for you to act on it.
And
amen, Brother Corey?
Yeah, the idea is that once you know better, you should do better. And before you start doing what's recommended by the medical profession, you go back to what you know to do. You know, you shouldn't be doing this and you shouldn't be doing that, and you have to clean that up. It's hard to keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result. So you got to eliminate the things that you shouldn't eat. You got to eliminate the habits that you have, and you got to come up with this love for self and do the things that you need to do to make sure that your body is as strong and as healthy as it can be. You don't have to die sick, and that's the idea. But we are creatures of habit, and we fall into what our parents did or what our surroundings dictate to us. So it's hard to sometimes break those habits. And oftentimes we feel like we're being deprived if you don't have some pork chops on the table or some milk or the things that we really don't understand what they are doing to the body. And you have to take the time to really research and understand what your body needs and begin to give it what it needs, and it will respond and treat you right. Your body will heal itself, and you will be able to overcome most any disease that we have today.
Amen. Well, Brother Coy, and to the listeners, again, we talked about we're going to be discussing men's health this evening, yeah. And I just wanted to give you a background on why you're listening to this, brother. And now you know, I mean, cured cancer of his mother in both breasts, the liver, and the colon. I think I've listened to him, and I do, by the way.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We're going to be talking about men's health. So let's start off, let's just start off with one that is really, really ravaging the black community, and that is prostate cancer. A lot of brothers are suffering from prostate cancer, and once they get it, they get that bad diagnosis, oftentimes they don't know which way to turn, what to do. But let's start with what causes it, okay? Because, again, a lot of the ills that we suffer from are as a result of what we put in our mouth, correct?
Correct. Oftentimes we eat too much animal fat. And that animal fat turn into a rock inside of the body, cuts off circulation to the important organs and vital parts of the body. And from there, you progress into a state of disease that is sometimes, if you don't change, it will take you out. It will actually start, your body will start feeding off the poison, and it will poison itself to death. And that's probably the biggest thing about prostate cancer, because men don't like to do all the things that's necessary to take care of that area of the body. And mm-hmm. it leads to not only prostate cancer, the impotency, and all the other problems that we get as men because we don't take time to change the diet, number one, to learn what we should be eating. We don't want to change what we're eating. And so we go and continue doing the same thing. And even if you go to the doctor and you have the prostate problem, we still want to do the things that we know we shouldn't be doing, thinking that the medication or the doctor is going to fix it, and your body mm-hmm. will not respond to those medications. And in fact, it will just increase the toxicity in the body or the poisons in the body, and it sometimes you will either lose your prostate or you will just succumb to the disease and die. And that's happening to too many brothers, and it's needless. It's a needless way to die. But I think the number one problem, even in spite of if you change your diet and do everything else, we have to learn how to live with stress. We are under a tremendous amount of stress as black men, number one, in the family, and number two, being the head of the family. We just have too much stress involved with that, and oftentimes we drop out or we don't do it. And in trying to be the head of the family, you get so much opposition, and it just kind of wear you down, and it takes you out, and you become diseased. But the major problem is that we don't get, if we eat this stuff, we don't take the time to make sure that it gets through the system so that it don't build up and create this toxic poison that causes the problems that we get as men. So you have to be mindful of the fact that stress is something that we have to learn to deal with. And oftentimes it's hard to deal with stress when you don't have the economic ability to do that. You don't have a job, or if you got a job, you're just working to pay bills, and you really don't get a chance to take a vacation or to take a break and go somewhere. Every 3 or 4 months, you should take a week break. I try to, but maybe I'll get a couple of days in every 3 or 4 months. But it's important that we learn the effects of stress on the body, because it really breaks down the immune system, which is the system that's responsible for keeping us healthy and building us and keeping us strong. This poison that we eat, it breaks down the immune system, and it just turns the body into a disease state, and we just succumb to it. Another thing we don't do enough, while we're not active enough, as we get older, we slow down, and we get the inner tube around the waist, and it just sits right on top of that prostate, and all that poison just pushes right down onto the prostate, and we are not doing anything to correct it, so it turns to cancer, and that's another way to take us out. So if you want to deal with prostate problems or any disease, you got to start with cleansing the body, the detoxing. And do that in terms of using the herbs, learn how to do enemas, accept the fact that an enema is a good thing. If you've been doing eating this bad diet, or, you know, turn it to a livid, as you say, and begin to eat more raw, eat more grains, nuts, seeds, drink more water, and you'll find that even if you have to go through some procedure for your prostate, you'll be able to recover a lot better and you'll be stronger and your body will regain its energy if you feed it the proper thing. So the first thing, do first things first. Don't go get the chemotherapy or the whatever procedure that the doctor recommends. Do what you know you need to do. Clean out the body. Stop the bad things and begin to strengthen your body. And then if at some point you have to go through some procedure, your body will be strong enough and your immune system will be strong enough to help you recover, and you would see that you would have a much more gratifying life. And that's the idea. That's what we want to get. So the stress, we got to deal with the stress. We got to learn how to eat right. And then we have to do the exercises and learn how the body, we as men, we haven't learned how to handle our body, what our body needs, how to have sex, the proper way to do it, and how to keep it from interfering with your body functions. So you have to. So it's just a matter of just doing a little research, doing a little writing, reading, and understanding what you read. And if you don't, find someone in an area close to you, or call someone that you can talk to if you have some questions or problems. There's plenty of us out here to talk to, and we have some pretty good programs that work pretty well. So that's what I would recommend for anyone that's having any kind of problem, diabetes, high blood pressure. It's all related to stress and diet and inactivity.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, brother, you, as you were mentioning, you were speaking, it made me think about something, and that is for a lot of brothers, there are exceptions to what I'm about to say, and that is there are a lot of brothers who don't cook for themselves. You know, is the cook, or the mother is the cook, or the girlfriend or whatever. But I don't know a lot of men that actually cook for themselves. I know you cook, okay, but besides yourself, I don't know many brothers that actually get in the kitchen and cook. A lot of brothers eat out if they don't have a mate at home that cooks for them. So it's important then for whoever's going to be doing the cooking to be educated too. So to the ladies out there, if you love your man, you love your sons, you love your mates, then it would behoove you to take this information, because if you're feeding them, you can either feed life to your family or you could feed death to your family and meaning well. There are a lot of very well-meaning people out here that just don't know. And again, back to the scripture, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You not knowing is not going to stop the effect of whatever it is that is detrimental to your mate, your child, or whatever. You not knowing is not going to negate the effects, the ill effects of that situation. So it would behoove you to get some information. I'm talking to the ladies now. Get some information, because if you're the one and he's eating your food and you love him, okay, and you're hearing this information, don't give your man no beef. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't give your man something that he can't digest. Don't give your feed no chicken to your mate. Okay, no pig to your mate. Okay, and if you're hearing this information and it's shocking, then all you got to do is do some research, okay? Because if you are the queen of the castle and you are the ones that are doing the preparing of the food, then, and he's not, then he's almost at you. I mean, you think of that. That's power. You have power to extend that man's life, or you have the power to shorten that man's life. So to the ladies out there, by all means, get with this program, okay, because if you love your man, okay, or you love your sons or your brothers or whoever it is that you're preparing the meals for in the family, then feed them life so that they can live, because you're half of the solution. I'm not going to say the problem. You're half of the solution. So, you know, I just wanted to throw that out there because you made me think about it too, and then you mentioned also stress, and this would be a good time to plug a book by Shechem Shechem Rahu Nefer Amen.
Yeah.
His latest book is called Stress Free for Life. And the subtitle is Manage Stress and It Will Kill You. I'll say that again. manage stress and it will kill you. The premise of the book is that we don't want to manage stress. We want to eliminate stress, okay? We don't want to manage it. We want to get rid of it, okay? So, again, Shechem & Shechem's got a brand new book that goes in line with what Coy was talking about, stress. Let's get rid of it. It's called Stress Free for Life. You can Google it, and I'm sure you'll find out how you can get that. But let's look at some others, Brother Coy. We talked about prostate cancer. What about venereal disease? Okay, you've got brothers out here that are coming down with venereal diseases, transferring venereal diseases, aren't practicing safe sex. Talk about the role of sexual behavior, the role that plays in men's health, because you've got a lot of men that are between the ages of, you know, sexually active ages, between, I guess, the teens on up to and into, you know, the, 50s, 60s, and 70s, but are not practicing safe, holistic, shall I say, sex. Could you talk about that?
Well, probably it's a good idea to save your sex till you get married. It's probably the safest way to do that. But if you got to have it, or if you can't resist it, I guess condoms is a good way to prevent venereal diseases. Not that I'm advocating condoms, because sometimes they carry diseases. So you want to make sure that you do everything you can to know your mate before you do such a sacred act with them. And if you don't take the time to do that, at least protect yourself. So, and if you got to do that, then do what you need to do to keep your immune system up. Take your vitamin C. Take your golden seal if you have to. Take all the things that will keep your immune system active, so it can fight off, give you a better chance of fighting off these things. But oftentimes once you get the disease, you have to get the process of go through the process of taking the penicillin and the antibiotics. And now that's another thing that you want to kind of stay away from if you can. What they call them, antibiotics that they give you, can oftentimes break down the immune system. So if you have to take those, you have to know how to clean those out of your system so that you can not have carry that around or become immune to them and lead into some other deeper disease. So all of those things you have to consider before you go into the process of this sexual activity unprotected or carelessly, not thinking about what you're doing, just for the sake of having the joy of having sex. So sex is another way that you can actually wear your body down, wear your immune system down, and actually burn yourself out if you don't learn how to control yourself in terms of the process of having sex. You can have too many orgasms. That can also affect the prostate area. The improper sexual activity can also, not only venereal diseases, you can get the venereal diseases in a number of ways, but the process of getting weakening your whole sexual life is actually overdoing it, engaging in unorthodox activity, that kind of stuff. All of those things can lead to the breakdown of the prostate and also the immune system. So you want to be careful, number one, who you are having sex with, and number two, you should get to know the person and figure out whether or not it's suitable for you to have sex with them. So I think one of the things that the key to this is communication. The communication between men and women is like zero. And if you can't sit down and talk to a person, it's probably a good indication that you don't need to have sex with them. Or if you can't agree on something, or if all this about is just the sex and you can't go get beyond that, then you should probably back up and rethink just who this person is and get to know them a little bit better before you commit yourself to them.
You know, this is interesting topic and a much needed discussion, because oftentimes when you talk about health and wellness, sex really isn't, it's skimmed over. It's not really something that's really delved into, but people are having it. People are doing it, you know. But it's almost like this unspoken taboo, like, okay, although people are doing it, babies are being born, people are, as we're speaking right now, somebody's pregnant and somebody's probably getting pregnant. Okay.
That's correct.
I mean, just, but it needs to be spoken about, but I think people are afraid to talk about it because it's like everything is done, it's talked about, and it's hush hush, or we don't talk about that. But
it's
in the not talking about it, then you have young people who, as a result of adults not talking about it, the young people, they don't know about it. They don't know about, nobody's talking about abstinence for, you know, people that aren't married. You know, people aren't talking about that. They're like, that's old fashioned. What? You know, come on now. This is 2015, you know?
Yeah.
But
that's the first thing to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's oftentimes that comes from, particularly with the younger children, it comes from the fast foods they're eating and the sugars and the salts. Those things stimulate the hormones and make you want to do that, the sex act. And it promotes the sex act. It's oftentimes, again, the food. So you have to go back and, you know, take those things out of their diet, particularly your young children. You want to make sure they're not eating too much fast food or too much chicken or too much meat, because it's full of hormones. And it's those hormones go right into your body, and it stimulates you to do what they do with animals, to breed them. And oftentimes a lot of our diseases come from the relationships that we have, and we have to, and from the foods that we eat. And we never stop to say, hey, let's go back to the beginning and see what we need to do to make things better. Because, you know, you can go to bed anytime, but to get a good, meaningful relationship or friend for life is very important to your health also. And I think good relationships is the beginning of good health.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk, if we could, for a moment, Brother Coy, about even erectile dysfunction. Because once a man reaches a certain age and he hasn't been eating properly, at some point he might find out at just the wrong time that, you know, something's not working right, you know.
Yeah.
And there may be somebody who's listening to this right now who might be dealing with this, and it's, of course, that's something that men, you know, would not want to discuss openly or whatever. So, again, we're going to give information on how you can reach Brother Coy for those who might have questions that they don't want to speak about on the air. But so I'll just throw out some questions, and it might answer some questions that somebody might have. Talk about erectile dysfunction and what actually causes that, and how that can be rectified with changing the diet to a limit.
Well, oftentimes, again, you go back to the diet. It causes low testosterone level in the male. And in the woman, too. But if you're eating a lot of hormones, you're eating a lot of antibiotics, you're eating a lot of the things that they put into the meat, it's going to diminish your testosterone level, and as a result, you won't be able to perform. But again, stress is, again, the number one, I think, cause of sexual dysfunction. The stress is the main thing that breaks down into low testosterone levels in the male. And we are not giving the body what it needs to keep those organs and glands producing the way they should, because we are cutting off circulation to those glands, or we are cutting off circulation to those the adrenals or whatever, and it'll just like cutting off the life flow to these organs will cause all of these conditions to come about. So we have to understand that it's not just about the penis, is also about your kidney, your gonads, your adrenal system. All of those systems have to work together for you to have a good, productive sexual life. And when you are eating the wrong things or introducing all these toxins in your body through your diet, you're going to find that it's going to tell on you in other ways. You may feel good today, but as you age and as you continue to do those things, you'll see that your body will begin to break down, and you won't be able to function to the level that you feel you should. So your diet is significant, but again, get rid of the stress, and you'll find that as you know, and when you're young, you don't have to worry about it. It's there, But as you get older, mm-hmm. over 30 or 40, all the toxins and all the stress that you begin to accumulate in life begins to take over, and it begins to affect you and your life force. That's your life force, and that's another way to, I think, get rid of people is just to kill the life force in a man, and you don't have to worry about their children, or if they have children, they would be deviant or something will be wrong with them, and that's even more stress. So you want to prevent those kind of things by getting it right up front and begin to treat the body the way it should in terms of diet and taking care of it and exercising and all of that, and you'll find that you can pretty much perform. You should get better as you age as opposed to getting weaker, and that's what you mm-hmm. want to produce in your life. Yes.
Everybody, my special guest today is King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. He's been on this holistic health path for over some 35 years. That's yes. right. You heard me right. Over 35 years, and he's been doing it successfully. There's probably nothing that you've got that he hasn't seen and treated. So, again, we're going to give you information on how you can get in contact with Brother Coy because, again, he's been doing it successfully. And, again, we're talking about men's health today. And, again, it's very important that women hear this broadcast as well because women do the cooking in many cases, probably most cases, they do the cooking. And so even you might take a situation where a man is suffering from erectile dysfunction and the woman might be frustrated. Probably not as frustrated as the man, but nevertheless frustrated, but not even realizing or considering the role that she played in that condition just by the food that was being prepared in the kitchen. So, again, this show is not just for men. It's about men, but it's for both men and women because, of course, if you're a woman and you love your mate, and of course you love your mate or else they wouldn't be your mate, then you definitely want to help them and feed them and give them the proper nutrition that can help them to live a long, happy, satisfying life, and you'll be satisfied in the process as well. If we could talk about exercise, Brother Coy, because, again, exercise is very important. It's nothing to see, to go to a park, and just talking about specifically black men, it's nothing to go to a park and see white men and women running around, jogging, you know, out there in the park, exercising, getting fresh air, you know. Yeah. So if you could talk about that, because you don't see a whole lot of brothers, I don't think we exercise as much as we should. Could you talk about the role that exercise plays?
Yeah. Well, Sunday is your big exercise day. If you don't do it on Sunday, chances are you're not going to have a good exercise life. And on Sunday morning, we're in church or we're watching the game and we're not out in the air and we're not out getting fresh air every day or putting the body through the process of stretching and all the other things we need to do to reduce the stress that we're under. And we have to, I think, look at some alternatives instead of maybe basketball all the time or running all the time. Maybe we should look at some more passive exercises, some stress-reducing exercises like yoga, and begin to apply ourselves in those areas, and it will help us reduce or eliminate the stress to the point to where, it would enable us to build our body to the place where we can handle the stress if we have it, or eliminate it, and, rebound exercise is another one. Tai Chi, Kong Chi, the Chinese Eastern models of exercise, those are good because it helps with your balance and it stabilizes your blood pressure. So I would say that vary your exercises a little bit if you are exercising, and if you're not exercising, get into a program that can show you how to stretch and how to reduce your stress level simply by doing stretches. So I would say using yoga, or rebounding, and anything to get less stress on the body you can do to reduce the effects of the diseases that we get from stress. So all of that would help. So that would be my idea on do more passive exercising, because you can actually concentrate on a certain area of the body that will that you're weakest in, and you can also boost your immune system, and you can also eliminate stress if you can do some stress-reducing exercises. So I would recommend that process in terms of exercise, not so much how much I can lift or how far I can run or, you know, just kind of get yourself still, anchor yourself, balance yourself, and learn how to reduce the pressure on the body. And your blood pressure can come down, and your body will begin to respond and eliminate the toxins automatically by doing certain stress-reducing exercises, and that would be my recommendation on that.
Well, if we could talk about hormone imbalances for just a moment, because, again, you have people out here that are, and I would assume this is probably some hormone imbalance or something. I don't know if it's a mental thing or whatever, but, you know, in the news lately, you've got somebody like Bruce Jenner who states that, you know, for the longest time, he felt like he was a woman in a man's body, which, you know, I can't speak on. I don't know what he felt. But do you think that there are hormonal imbalances that tend to lead one to have an overabundance of either testosterone or estrogen that can be corrected?
Oh, absolutely. If you're a meat eater, you're going into a hormonal imbalance because that's what they put in the meat to make it grow or to bring it to market. They use these antibiotics, hormones, these things that steroids to make them get bigger. All of those things are in the food that you're eating. So if you're eating those kind of foods every day, you have every day you got to have a big 8 ounce pound steak or something on your plate two or three times a day. You go into a hormonal imbalance, and if you get the happen to get be eating the meat that that's full of these hormones, yeah, it's going to affect your body. But if you notice fish these days, fish are coming out both sexes because the pollution that we dump in the water, all the medicines from the hospital, all your waste that you flush out your house, all of that's going into the water, and it's affecting the fish, and it's making them both sexes. And it's getting, they don't talk much about it, but it's pretty prevalent now. And if you go and catch that fish and eat it, it's going to do that same thing to you. So that is the process by which, yeah, the food that you eat, you feeling like you're feminine. It's like you're not getting the right kind of nutrition that your body needs. And you need to, in order to address that, you need to make sure you get on a good nutritional program or at least start eating the things you know to balance the body, the grains, nuts, seeds, non-GMO grain, nuts, seeds, all of those things, good clean water, and try to stay away from the animal product as much as you can, because that will lead to a hormonal imbalance, and you may not know what you are. And I think that's happening. I think it's a real problem in the community these days, and so now they have the right to be that way. And what is that saying about our future? If you can't have sex, or a man and a man can't produce a baby, so what's that going to do to the future? So. But
and
I think
if we
that's
could just talk even
done.
While we're on this topic, just from a health standpoint, the it can't be healthy, okay, just from, I'm not talking about from a judgmental perspective, I'm not posing this question from a, you know, a judgmental perspective of, you know, saying that whether it's right or wrong or anything like that. I'm not even dealing with that aspect of it. Okay, I'm just dealing with the medical aspect of two men coming together and what that does to that organ of elimination for the man.
Yes.
Okay, that's your organ of elimination. That's not, you know, supposed to be penetrated unless you're doing an enema. Okay,
right.
I mean, so if you could just talk about the harm that men can do to one another while engaging in such acts that cannot produce children.
Yeah, well, number one is it's an indictment on us as people in our relationships. We just our idea of relationships are just not, we don't come together on that. And so we find that because Johnny makes me feel good, that Johnny is my wife or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think that's the bottom line, is just that we have problem entering in relationships properly and finding good relationships. And in addition to that, when you enter into these kind of aberrant relationships, your body is you're pushing more toxins. The toxins can't come out if you're pushing them back in. So you're going to create some other problem somewhere, and it's going to create the problem of you, if you are a man, that you may start growing breasts, you will actually become more feminine because that makes you feel good. But that's not the feel good that your body needs. Your body needs to have proper relationships, and it has to be in a way that that was intended from the beginning. If you got a good male friend, that's fine, but to engage in sexual activity with them, I think it's going a little too far. I don't think it was designed to be that way. But I know people do it, and it's acceptable now, and they have the right to do that. I think the Supreme Court is deciding now whether or not it's a fundamental right. In other words, it's a right that just because you're living, you're entitled to do it. And I think that probably the court will decide that it is, and it's going to lead us farther into a state of degradation. And the process of engaging in these kind of acts are going to lead to diseases that we never heard of, and it's going to break down the immune system. That process of that relationship process, it breaks down the immune system, and it creates other diseases that we haven't. What we have now is going to look like a cold by the time they finish with the process of degenerating the society to where it's going. So I would say, I don't know what to do about it, but at least if you have a family, you ought to be able to bring them up in a way that's comfortable and natural, in the natural way, I'd say, and try to encourage them to develop good relationships and try to keep them on the right path by giving them the right nutrition so that you don't run into this problem with them wavering one way or the other in the wrong direction.
And there's got to be some side effects to people getting injections to grow breasts, or estrogen injections or testosterone injections or whatever they do to make themselves into the opposite sex that they were born. There's got to be some side effects because it's not natural. So there has to be some side effects very harmful side effects that they might not see today, but maybe a little further down the line, they'll start seeing the results of the mistakes that they're making today.
Oh, you're going to be double-minded in all your ways. You won't know if you're a man or a woman, or whether or not you want to be with a man or a woman, and you're just going to degenerate into a psychological or physiological or whatever kind of logical mess that it's just going to get worse. And I don't see any good coming out of it. It's going to be difficult to have a good, stable life or raise a good, stable family if you don't know which way you're going. And you got to be stable in that, and you got to understand how to make that happen for you in a way that is pleasing in your relationships, pleasing in your relationships, so that you don't actually cause someone else to go that way or want someone else to go that way. I guess it's been around, but and it may be a natural occurrence. They don't really know. But I think it's not the way life was intended to be, and we have to try to keep it on the good foot, I suppose. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, brother, could we talk? We've got a few moments left, and again, I want to give the people an opportunity to contact you. So let me give that first. Please share with the listeners, if you're liking what you hear, Brother Coy's got an awesome store called Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. They serve food. You can go there if you've never had any vegetarian cuisine and you'd like to try some. I guarantee you, if you go there once, you will be back, and you'll bring somebody with you. They also sell herbs, okay? If you have heard about herbs, Brother Coy is very educated in herbs, and he can tell you what you need for what condition that you're suffering with. So, Brother Coy, if you could please share the telephone number and address of Secrets of Nature, because I know that somebody's going to want to get by there and see you.
Yeah. Secrets of Nature is located at 393923 South Capitol Street. That's 3923 South Capitol Street. That's in Southwest Washington, D.C., 20032. The telephone number is 202-562-0041. That's 202-562-0041. So if you're in the area, got some questions you want to ask, feel free to call. We try to keep the diet clean in terms of eliminating animal fat. That's the primary thing that we do. And we try to make it pleasing so that you won't know that you're not eating animal fat. And we try to make sure that if you have some conditions that we can give you or make some recommendation about some things that you could do to correct the condition or improve your health in whatever area you like. So if you can, stop by and see me. Call me. 202-562-0041 is the telephone, and 3923 South Capitol Street Southwest is the address in Washington, D.C., 20032. So you can find me on the Internet. You can call me on the phone. Any way you need to get in touch with me, feel free to do so.
I guarantee you, if you get by the store, you're not going to want to leave. And when you do leave, I guarantee you that you're going to come back. I guarantee you. You got my word on it. Brother Coy, let's talk again a little bit about, now there's a virus, and it's not the HIV virus, but it's something called HPV that, you know, a lot of people are supposedly coming down with, and it's supposedly common, but, you know, I don't know much about it, but if you could share with us what it is and, you know, how it's gotten and what can be how it can be treated naturally for those who may be suffering or been diagnosed with it, because, again, it's supposedly a very common thing, but, you know, if it's something that's transmitted or contacted sexually, I would assume that it could lead to something else. What, in fact, is HPV, and how would somebody who has gotten that get rid of that?
Yeah. Human papilloma virus or something, human papilloma virus, usually carried in the vagina, and it comes about probably from an imbalance in the pH in the vaginal area, which again goes back to the food that you're eating that creates this imbalance. This, you become over acid. It breaks down the linings of the vaginal cavity, and it creates this bacteria that comes in, and it's very difficult to get and it, to get rid of, and it can also lead to other diseases. But this virus generally comes from number one, not knowing how to take care of that area properly. And number two, from the imbalance, creating this imbalance in the system so that your immune system can't push it out or fight it off. So we want to be careful with that, because it's like a parasite almost, and it can travel from one individual to another, or from a male to a female, and it can come up in a way that it can really create conditions that, you know, people don't know what it is. Oftentimes, if you go to the doctor, you know something is wrong, and they tell you that they don't know what's wrong. They can't find that what's wrong. Chances are it's a form of a parasite, and you have to look at is there anything that you're doing that promote parasitic activity in the body. And there are some programs that you can get on. There's some herbs that fight parasites. Changing the diet can help fight the parasites. And taking the probiotics or the pH balancing kind of supplements can help fight that kind of condition. So if you got any kind of parasitic activity or some kind of breakdown in the pH in the vaginal area, it can lead to that human papilloma virus, and oftentimes it just breaks down or goes back to your diet in terms of promoting it or increasing it. But I would say one thing is that the primary reason that you get it is probably because of the wheat that we eat. We eat a lot of bread. We eat a lot of simple donuts, stuff like that. And that wheat can break down into a substance that coats the walls of the vaginal area or your colon or whatever, and it can lead to this kind of diseases. So we want to watch the wheat, and if you have that kind of condition, you're going to have to stay off the wheat. You're going to have to do more to build up the immune system so that the vitamins, with the vitamin C and the golden seal and that kind of stuff, to keep those and keep the parasites down with some kind of parasitic herb that will help keep that area from developing or deteriorating into a disease state. So that's with any taking care of that area of the body for men and women is probably a little, we know little about it, and we know even less about what to do about it when something does happen. So you have to understand that the parasites, the diet, all of those things, one leads to the other, and you wind up with a problem that may, some people say, is incurable, or if you have it, it's very difficult to get rid of.
You know, and I want to just touch on the next topic, being, and I know that there are going to be some brothers out there that when they hear what I'm about to say, they're going to be like, oh, nah, Juwanza, you done went too far now. You done took away my meat. You done took away my dairy. Now you're going to try to take away this from me. Now, you touched upon it earlier, Brother Coy, and that is orgasms, and we talk about ejaculation.
Yeah.
Now, Dr. Sunyata Amen, I know you're familiar with her, who I've interviewed sometimes, has talked about how that every time that a man ejaculates, that he loses approximately 4 meals worth of nutrients. Okay?
Yeah.
So now, with that being the case, or if that's the case, then, brothers, every time you ejaculate, then you are losing 4 meals worth of nutrients. Now, if you're not eating well to begin with, and you're losing 4 meals worth of nutrients, it would be bad enough if you were eating good and lost 4 meals worth of nutrients. But if you're not eating good and you're barely getting nutrients from your diet, okay, and you're losing 4 meals worth of nutrients, you can't afford to lose 4 meals worth of nutrients. Now, Brother Coy, could you talk about, because that's important, because, again, there are brothers who feel like, brother, this is where I tune you out.
You know?
But there are techniques that you can learn that can enhance your ability in the bedroom, and you can be satisfying to your mate, and you can experience the joy and the pleasure of pleasing your mate, pleasing yourself, without losing a drop of semen. Brother Coy?
That's correct. That's correct. That's correct. But that takes practice, and it takes some almost have to take your hand to show you how to do that, because we engage in the act for that purpose. So when you tell us that we can't have that, we lose it. Like you say, we lose it. But you can still learning some of the Eastern ways. You can learn how to ejaculate. That's a process by which you don't let the sperm out. You recirculate it in your body. That's one way to do it, and it takes some time to do that, and you got to be disciplined to do that, and you got to be in condition to do that. But every time you have sex, you don't have to have any ejaculation. And even though your mate may feel like she's not satisfying you if you don't, you just have to sometimes enjoy the moment. Just don't let it go out that way. Now, if you feel like that's something you can't do, then you're going to have to be restrictive in terms of how often you have it. And if you don't, that's when you're leading yourself into this prostate problem and dysfunctional sexual dysfunction problem because you're not, your sexual energy is out of control and you're not controlling it, so it begins to control you because you're not controlling it, and it shuts down on you. And if you don't take the time to learn how to do these things and learn how to protect yourself so that you don't lose all that 4 meals every time you ejaculate, then you're going to have to do some studying and get into the book of the Tao of Sexology is one.
Yes.
Which is a lot of, have a lot of examples in how you can do these things. But I would recommend that you probably find a person that is understand this stuff, that can really explain it to you in a way that you can get it and not feel like you're giving up your whole life. So that would probably be a good step to take. And as men, we probably need to do more to provide that kind of education to the men so that we can begin to maintain our health and quit dying so young or quit dying so sick, learn how to keep ourselves so that we can be strong all our lives and be able to perform all the way. We should get better with age, as I say. But yeah, that's another whole show.
I would encourage the women who are listening to understand that when you have a brother and, for example, he brings this type of information to you, to get into this information with him. Understand, read, do the research with him, read with him, because, you know, you're not trying to kill him, you know what I'm saying, trying to help him to live. And so, you know, it would definitely help if the person that you are engaging in the act with, in an ideal case, your wife, will be understanding. And the only way she can understand it is if you share the literature with her and she can understand the health benefits of it. Because there are certain, I mean, as we get into the details of this, there are certain, even on the penis, there are certain points that correspond with other parts of other organs within the body.
Yeah.
There might be a part on the penis that's corresponding with the spleen, another part that corresponds with the liver, you know, and the kidneys and all of this. So if your mate understands this, then she can help you to live a long, healthy, fruitful, enjoyable life as you come together and really understand why you're coming together, the purpose that you're coming together for, and you can actually use this as this sacred act as a healing act. You can actually help to heal, sister. Yeah. You can actually help to heal your man, okay? Yeah. In this very, very sacred act, you can actually help to heal and extend his life. So that's, like
but
you said, Brother Coy, that's another
this.
Show.
Yeah, let me say this before we leave it. If the man learns how to channel his masculine energy, if his partner is not ready for that, it can really throw her for a loop also. So you have to almost do it together, and that's, you have to understand what's happening, because if you don't understand the energy, it can throw you for a loop, and you can become unstable, even to the point to where you become unstable, because he can take you to a place that you don't never been before, and when he does, you have to know how to bring her back to a place to where she can feel like she's in control of herself again, because she will lose control if you do it the proper way. So it's a lot of energy you're dealing with energy, and you have to learn how to place that energy where it belongs and put it back where it belongs. Otherwise, if you leave that energy out there, you can create other problems.
I can hear people out there talking about, yeah, I'll say that's another show. When is that show going to be? Brother Coy, what about Viagra? Because there are brothers out there that are taking Viagra to try to enhance their sex life. What about the side effects of that? I mean, we talked about even with the diet, how women can help when it comes to helping to make sure that their men are healthy in that regards. But there are those who are out there buying Viagra. Can you talk about the side effects of that?
Well, Viagra or even the natural sexual enhancement herbs and such, I still would rather deal with first things first. Make sure your diet is correct. Make sure you're doing everything you should be doing to produce a good sexual activity. But when you take these things, it's like they're like a stimulant, and in the long run, they'll weaken you. And I've noticed even some of the younger guys, they're getting into it. But by the time they're 30, they burn out because they have exhausted their adrenals and they just can't perform anymore. So I would say, you know, leave that to another time. Try some basic stuff like eating right, get a watermelon and eat a watermelon. Drink beet juice, do that. Do those kind of things, and that would, you will find that that would give you a natural energy to perform. But when you take these sexual enhancements, it's in the long run, they really, really weaken your sexual activity. Now, I know some men, they may be, that's the only way they can do anything is to take something. So in that case, you may have to work with them a little longer. But in the in the short term, learn the things that you can eat more raw, eat more melons, eat more beets, that kind of thing. Beet is a natural euphoric kind of fruit, a vegetable. And you have to learn those things, which we don't take time to do, in order to use them as an alternative to these sexual enhancement herbs. You talk about sexual enhancement, that's it, it's gone. You give it to me, I'm going to take it. But in the long
right.
run, they're going to weaken you, and you can't strengthen a body. You can't strengthen a weakened body by stimulating it. You got to build it up. So I would recommend that we do everything we can to build up the body in a natural way before we go to these enhancement the kind of supplements. They're okay for occasionally, but I think we overuse them because that's what they're for, to take. And again, I think it's another way to break down the reproductive nature of a race is to stimulate them to death and let them crawl in a hole and die. That's basically what we're doing. We're not doing anything to go back and naturally build a body or take care of it or change in our diet. We want to keep doing the same thing. And as long as we can take a pill to enable us to do that, that's what we do. That's not the way that we should be thinking about this. We should have a little bit more thought about what's happening and why are we taking these things and what can we do to get off of them.
Well, Brother Coy, I know that, again, there are people out there that are hearing this, and I'd like for you to, if you would, please give your information again where people can reach you if they've got questions, if they're in the area, and they want to come stop by and, you know, try some nice plant-based diet food, you know, vegetarian, vegan food. They want to pick up some herbs. They might want to ask some questions. If you could, please give your information and how folks can reach you again, because I know that after this show that they're going to want to get in contact with you.
Well, Mr., my store name is Secrets of Nature. I'm located at 3923 South Capitol Street, Southwest. And the zip code is 20032. The telephone number is 202-562-0041. I'm usually there Monday through Friday. Oftentimes on Saturday I'm at some event or I'm pulled away, but oftentimes I'm in the store on Saturday. I'm trying to slow down myself a little bit, so every chance I get I try to take an extra day off. But I'm usually there enough to for you to catch me or leave me a message or whatever, and I can get back with you, or we can arrange a time that we can get together if you want to sit down and talk. Or if you're in the area doing Monday through Friday from 8 to 6, I'm usually there, so you come in and we can sit and talk, have a meal or whatever. So be glad to sit and talk with you or work with you or give you whatever advice I can, and we can go from there.
Well, Brother Coy, this has been a powerful, powerful show, man. I missed you last month, man, but you made up for it. You made up for it today.
Yeah.
This is a powerful brother. Again, everybody who's listening, you heard it from the master, okay, the master healer of Harry. I mean, you know, Brother Coy is the man, okay? You want to know about healing, this is where you go, okay? If you are in the Washington, D.C. area, you owe it to yourself. You owe it to those that you love to give this man a call, get information. Again, we talked about it earlier in the show. God said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And somebody said once, it's all right not to know, but it's not all right not to know once you know you don't know, and you don't seek the knowledge once you know you don't know. You know?
Yeah. That's the thing.
If you don't know,
when you die,
you can still find out. Okay, all you got to do is pick up the phone and call Brother Coy at 202-562-0041. I'm going to say it again until you know it by heart. That's 202-562-0041. Brother Coy, any closing remarks, my brother?
Well, if you're on the road and you need a place to stop and kick back and relax a little bit and get a good meal, stop by and see me. I'll be glad to work with you. But, we have to become more conscious about what we do with our bodies, and if we want to continue a legacy of a family and promoting all the things that life has, the best things life has for us, then we have to begin to understand what we're doing and how we need to do it properly so that we don't run off the rail in terms of disease or some other problem or that we might encounter on the way. So I would encourage, if you need literature, if you want to know where to look to find information, you know, come back, call me, and we can work from there to begin to get you on the track to doing your own study. You're gonna have to do this yourself. No one can do it for you, and I'm just here to assist you. So feel free to use me in any way you feel you need to. And I appreciate being with y'all tonight. And if there's anything that you need for me to do for you, just give me a call. We'll talk. And I appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. I bow to you, my brother, because, again, you've been doing this.
I can't leave without saying hello to the queen. I know she's there somewhere. And
yes, I am.
I just hope what I said haven't offended anyone, and it has done someone some good. So take care of yourself, and I'll see you.
Likewise. Any of the questions that I may have asked were just for the purpose of wanting to see our people educated and to help everybody that's listening to live a long and healthy life. To the sisters who are listening, again, if you have a man in your life and you know he did not hear this information, but you did, okay, then slowly introduce some of the things that you heard to him. Slowly, you know, start changing some of that, start eliminating some of that stuff out of the diet that we talked about, and change that diet to a livid. If you're the cook in the house, if you're the queen in the kitchen, okay, then slowly start introducing healthier things to him, because if you love this man, okay, like you tell him you love him, okay, if you love those children like you say you do, okay, you owe it to yourself. You heard it, okay, so now you're responsible, okay? So, again, I just want to thank everybody for your time. I know that you could be doing something else. I don't take it for granted that you're with us this evening. I really, really thank you so much for taking time out of your day to spend it with us. Brother Coy, I'm going to call you after the show, my brother, because this is another one of those shows, my brother. This is going down in the books. And for everybody, we have archives. So if you know somebody that needed to hear this, but you know they weren't listening, you can still share the link with them, and they can still check out the archives. We've interviewed Coy numerous times, and you can go back and hear shows that he's did on cancer, on diabetes, on everything. By the way, to the sisters, your turn is coming. On the 30th of this month, I'll be interviewing Dr. Ruby Lathan, and she's going to be talking about women's health. Okay, so, okay, the men's were up first this time, but you've got your turn. So make sure you tune in on June the 30th from 7 to 8 p.m. My special guest is going to be Dr. Ruby Lathan, and we're going to be talking about women's health. You don't want to miss that show, okay? So, again, Brother Coy, I appreciate you, my brother. I bow to you, sir. Again, great to have you back. And to the listeners, thank you, thank you, thank you. I truly appreciate you. My name is Jawanza. You're listening to Jawanza for Life. Until the next time, peace and blessings.
Shalom.